from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
It's now a year since the winds of change blew through Eastern Europe, uprooting the very foundations of communist regimes. As that process continues, one country clings to its socialist ideals. Cuba, once the darling of the Soviet Union, has now become increasingly isolated. And as 1991 approaches, there's one man who's confident that the new year will usher in the demise of President Fidel Castro.
I think that the political crisis is around the corner. It's going to happen. Exactly when, we don't know, but we are not discussing any longer if Castro is going to fall or not. What we are discussing at this point is how it's going to happen and when it's going to happen.
That's the view of the man said to be the most powerful Cuban exile in the United States. His name is Jorge Mascanoza. And when I met him in Miami recently, I discovered a man just waiting for a Cuban coup. In this special edition, Jorge Mascanoza talks about his vision for a reformed Cuba. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. According to state officials, Jorge Mascanoza is the single Cuban-American who wields the most influence on U.S.-Cuba policy. As a close friend and some say business associate of the president's son, Jeb Bush, Senor Mascanoza has a direct line to the White House. He's also the chairman of the wealthiest Cuban organization in the United States, the Cuban American National Foundation. With a membership of more than 100,000, the foundation has become a powerful lobbying group.